Okay, we're holding on, Daf Yud Tes. He's going to make a complex comparison between the Shita of Rav Meir of our Mishnah and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah in Menachos. Okay, our Mishnah again said that Rav Meir says if you're Kaitzel L'Shachas, if someone goes ahead and cuts down the tefuah in the middle of a field, which has only grown, let's just assume it hasn't grown fully. For the time being, we'll say it's grown a third, and you're cutting it down for the purpose of feeding your animals. So we had a machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chacham. Rav Meir holds that constitutes a hefsek, and the two sides of this field have to have pay given independently. And the Chachamim hold no, that even though you cut down the shachas in the middle, it's not considered a hefsek. Rather, it's considered the beginning of the final tzira, and when you end up cutting the final tzira, you give one payah for the whole field. That's the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham. The way Reb Chaim Knievsky writes the pshat in the Mishnah, the way he learns it is the pshat is it's a shaila of whether shachas is a min b'fnei atzma. Reb Meir held that shachas was a min b'fnei atzma. So the fact that it was a min b'fnei atzma, so it gives it a lumdus that the pshat is that I now have cut another, in other words, what he's doing is he's dividing it up so that this cannot be considered the beginning of the end. The Chacham held this is the beginning of the end. You started this ketzira now, and you'll finish the rest of the ketzira, the rest of the field, you know, a month from now. But that's the Chacham Shita. That's easy to understand. Rav Meir holds no. Shachas is not the beginning of the end. It's separate and distinct. Since it's separate and distinct, it creates a hefsek. That's the way he learns the Mishnah.
What makes it separate and distinct?
It's the fact that it's only one-third growth. Shachas. It's being fed to animals. Or even if it's for Bnei Yark, it doesn't make a difference. It's the fact that it's at that stage of growth. It's such an early stage that it's separate and distinct from the rest of the field. Okay? Now, there is, let's just mark them one more thing. There's an Isser of Iomer. It says, Vayvesim Sa'amer Reshus Ketzircha, that the Omer is considered the beginning of the Ketzira. Actually, we have it, let me reference footnote 2. Take a look at footnote 2 because I want you to see it inside. That's absolutely essential. Everybody has to understand this Isser. The Omer offering, which consists primarily of barley flour from the new crop, is brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach. Until it's offered, the new crop of any of the five species, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, or rye, may not be eaten. Besides that prohibition against eating the new crop, which we all know is the Isser of Chodesh, there's also an Isser de Araisa against cutting any of those grains before the Omer is cut. That's because it says in the Pasuk, by Omer Reishis Ketzirchem, the first of your reaping. It teaches us that the Omer should be the first grain reaped. So, there is an exception to this Isser. Let's keep reading that footnote. There's an exception to that Isser. The exception to that Isser is if you're cutting it for animals when it's unripe. Okay, before the barley is for the Omer is reaped, one may harvest unripe grain and feed it to the animals. Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if it hasn't reached a third. If it's reached a third of its growth, then you cannot cut it. The Isser remains, cannot be harvested. Rabbi Shimon disagrees in that Mishnah in Menachos and says no. He holds that even if it's beyond a third of growth, it can also be harvested. As long as you're cutting it for the animal, it's okay. So, okay, so we got all that information.
Is a third of the growth an indication of the way we value it?
We're going to be talking in detail about what the third does. Hold on one second. But let's just get the facts here. Let's get the facts straight. So there's an Isser to do Ketzira before Ketzira Sa'omer. There's a Heter to do Ketzira before Ketzira Sa'omer. If you're cutting it l'shach, let's just use a generic term, l'shachas. L'shachas, if it's l'shachas, there's a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that heter to cut it before the omer is only if it hasn't been hevi shlish. Rabbi Shimon holds it doesn't make a difference whether it was hevi shlish or not hevi shlish. Shachas is always mutter before the omer. Okay, now we have all the facts we need to start this gemara. Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Elazar. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Shneim, Amru Davar Echad. So now we're going to compare Reb Meir in our Mishnah, who says that if you kaitzel l'shachas, that it is creates a hefsek in the field for his pay is concerned. and Reb Yehuda, who says you're allowed to cut you're allowed to cut the barley before the Omer, they were saying
no, the shachas.
Yeah. Before the Omer was cut, you're allowed to cut the other barley for shachas. They said the same thing. They said they're going with shitosam. Kamod or a mayor. Now the whole Mishnah Gemara is not going to flow very quickly now. Kamod or a mayor Omer hakaitz l'shachas masik, just like a mayor says, if you kaitz l'shachas, it's masik in the field. Kain, Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaKaitz L'Shachas Masik, he'll also have to agree to that same rule. We're going to see in a second a little more detail about this. Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chiyav Peah Mafsik, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds a Chiyav Peah would be Mafsik. Kain, Rabbi Meir Omer Chiyav Peah Mafsik. Okay.
It's irrelevant where in the field the Shachas is, correct?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're just talking where, you know, you cut out a space in the middle of the field so that we have two sides on, you know, we're trying to create a situation where you have a half stick.
Even if what you're leaving over is not that large, correct?
They're totally irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. We're only focusing on this, whether this is a space in the middle of the field. Correct. Now, Let me, because I wrote this down because this is the way he says it. Okay. Okay. So Reb Meir, I'm just telling you of now how Reb Chaim is mazma this gemara. I don't even want to do it on the bottom of the English. I just want to do it the way Reb Chaim explains it. Reb Meir says, a person who's kaitzel l'shachas, it's masik, because he holds shachas is a min b'fnei atzma. Reb Yehuda holds, it's mutter to kaitzel shachas before the omer. And he says, Reb Yehuda is moisif on that, he says, upotter mileket shikha upeya. That what you cut is not chayv in leket shikha upeya. Reb Yehuda is talking now. But the point is, because it hasn't been hevi shlish, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it was hevi shlish, then it becomes roi lachilak tzas, and it is.
Who's a chilak?
It's roi lachilak tzas to bnei adam, and therefore it is chayev in lechet shikha umpeah after the shlish. The ptur of lechet shikha umpeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only prior to hevi shlish. But not after it's hevi shlish.
Almost like
something like that, which happens to be shlish, by the way, according to some rishonim. Yeah. Now, Reb Shimon, who disagrees with Yehuda, he holds even after it's hevi shlish, it's also part of Michael Shachon Peah. Because he holds, Reb Shimon holds, any ktsira which is l'shem shachas is lav ktsira. It's not considered ktsira. Now, so the Gemara says like this. Right. In order for it to be considered a hefsek, so what we hold is, Reb Meir is going to have to hold, Reb Meir, when he says, see, the one thing that's missing in our Mishnah that Reb Meir does not say is he doesn't tell us, am I talking before it was hevi shlish or after it was hevi shlish? That's an ingredient which is not explicit in the Mishnah. So what we're going to assume now is that Reb Meir is talking about dafka if it's hevi shlish. This is what Reb Chaim says. Let me just get to the text here to make sure I'm not saying something wrong here. Hold on 1 second. Hold 1 second. Just 1 second. Let me make sure I've got this right. Okay. This drives me crazy. This stuff gets so technical. Okay. We say Reb Meir holds like Reb Yehuda, who says Kaitzel L'Shachas is Mafsek. And the reason why is because it's a Mibnei Atzmai. When does Reb Meir hold Zera Achar is Mafsek? Right, we're going to say it in a second. When does Reb Meir say, this is another point to keep in mind, when does Reb Meir say that Zera Achar is, that if you cut it, it's Mafsek? It's only if it's Chayiv and Peah. If it's not Chayiv and Peah, it's not going to create a Hefsek. That's another ingredient you have to know. Okay, let's read the Gemara. It'll become a little clearer.
He's potentially deviating from, we're saying that Reb Meir, what you just alluded to, that we just explained, and Reb Yehuda is over Echor. But we don't see that in Reb Yehuda.
That is a problem. That is a problem. Reb Chaim actually addresses that problem. He says that it could be that Reb Yehuda can hold like the Chacham also. But it's a good question. It's a very good question. So let's go. So let's try to see what the Gemara is trying to say here. Okay, so Ashkachna der Reb Meir Omer Chiyuv Peah Mafsek. We find that Reb Meir holds that it's only when it's Chayiv and Peah that it creates a Hefsek. Where do you see that? Kadot de Tony Ochel Guvai Kirsimu Nemolim Shavrasa Haruach O Behema is Hakol Moedim Mcharash Mafsek and Mocharash Ena Mafsek. This means like this: If I have a spot of land in the middle of my wheat field, and along come some insects, and they eat those stalks, and they create a space in the field, or if the wind blows or an animal eats it, whatever it is. But I didn't cut it. It was katsuras ruach. In that case, every hakol moedim, it says, everybody agrees, which we're going to assume now that's a mayor. In other words, the chacham holds it's only mafsek if you made it harisha. And the mayor holds if you cut it l'shachas, it is mafsek also. But in this case, where you didn't do the katsira, but it was done by an outside force, there hakol moedim, and it's only if it was harash, it's mafsek. But if it's lo harash, it's lo mafsek. What do you see? What's the yisod you see from that? You see, because the shot in that difference is you can only be chayiv and peah if there was a ksira. And if you didn't do the ksira, that's not called a ksira. So therefore, that's how I know that Reb Meir's shita is totally not just in the fact that there's a space there. That's not enough. It has to be that there was a ksira. There has to be a Maisa Ksira in order for there to be a Maisa Ksira. So in other words, what we want to look at it is like this. You want to look at it like it's a Mipifnei Atzma. You want that Shachas to be a Min all by itself. There has to be that you did a Ksira, because if you didn't do a Ksira, you don't have a space which is defined as having an area that you created a space in, unless you do, of course, a Harisha, in which case that would be considered a space. And that's going to be like Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda also says that as long as you hasn't been maybe a shlish, you can do the ksira before the omer, because that's not called ksira. Because before you become chayav and lekach shikron peah, cutting it down is not considered ksira. That's what Reb Yehuda says. That's basically where the Gemara is naming on for a davar pashut, that Reb Meir also agrees to Reb Yehuda. In this prat, that the difference between before Shlish and after Shlish is whether that's considered a Ketira. What determines whether something is a Ketira? Whether it's Chayiv and Peah. So if it's before it's a Shlish, it's Patur Milecha Shikron Peah. Therefore, when you cut it, it's not considered a Ketira. If it's not considered a Ketira, it's not going to create a Hefsek. When Reb Meir says that it does create a Hefsek in the Mishnah, he's talking about La'achashevi Shlish. Mamelo, you're Chayiv and Peah. If it's Chayiv and Peah, Reb Meir says explicitly, it's necessary to have a Chiyuv Peah in order to create a break. And the raya is from the fact that when the insects cut it, it doesn't create a break. So what's the difference between whether insects cut it or didn't cut it? Teretz is, it's whether it's Chayiv and Peah. Why is Chiyuv Peah makes it that it's a Ketira?
But aren't we extrapolating from the Torah's use of the word kitzir chem, but that's only by the Eimer, that it's got to be yours as opposed to something with, you know,
if you didn't cut it, that's not kitzir at all. That's not called kitzir. That's our Meir holds. Yeah.
Then why the Pasuk have to say by the Eimer it's kitzir chem yours? If his definition is kitzira has to be yad odom or who?
Yeah, you're asking kasha on the gemara. Menachas, not on this gemara.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there might be a reason for that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's what we read. So we read all that already. So now we're on your testament base. So the gemara says mani hakol modim. So who's hakol modim? I spoke this out already. Lo Rav Meir, isn't it Rav Meir who holds that if you cut shachas, it divides the field, and when it's cut down by natural forces, it says that your putter Amar Meishu putter Peya, that the reason why it doesn't create a division is because it's putter from Peya. Avam Hayachayev, if it was obligated in Peya, then I feel Lo Charash Mafsek. Then even if you didn't do the Harisha, it's a Mafsek. Meaning if you did the Ketira after it was heavy shlish. So that's the idea here. Okay. Kaidasina Tamon, Amar Abudon, a Mosai was Machin Hishkal Achela heavy shlish. Avam heavy shlish, also Lixar. So this is again dealing with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about the Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda says over there, and that's why I wanted you to see the Mishnah in Menachas. The Mishnah Menachas, just to quote, I mean, we have some Menachas here, if you want to look at it, it's in the sixth parak, so it says over there, kotzer l'shachas machal l'behema, that even though there's an issur to be kotzer by the omer, before the omer is cut, but if you cut it for a behema, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda explains, that heter, the cut in shachas, this is the words of Rabbi Yehuda, in Menachas, a mosai, what is it mutter for shachas? Bizman shemaskal ad shalo hevi shlish. That's if you started to cut before it was heavy shlish. But if it was heavy shlish, you don't have the heter. So that's the Gemara's quoting over here. But there's one other point over here, and that is, well, which okay, just one more. We're going to say it in a second. So, avlam heavy shlish, the Gemara says, also liksar, then you cannot be kotzer. Yitzar, if he does harvest it, meaning before it's heavy shlish, I'm sorry, after it's heavy shlish, chayev a peya, then you chayev in the peya. The davashul chayev peya mafsek, and that's what will be mafsek. And that's the Gemara is ending up here, trying to show how Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir are saying the same shita. Now, the one thing that we're going to cover now, which is really a side point, is if you started to cut it when it was heavy, when it was low heavy shlish, and after you had started cutting it already, it started growing already above a shlish. So that's the lashon of the Mishnah over there is hiskel. If you began to cut it when it was low heavy shlish, and then during the process it was heavy shlish, then it's good enough. You started it at a time that it was putter. Your tour continues on beyond that, and you're still putter from lecture campaign. That's the Gemara's ending over here. So Reb Zeir Abayi, he wanted to say the following: Kamad Reb Yehuda. He's making a statement. So is the same way Rabbi Yehuda say that Rabbi Yehuda said his statement? Come on, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hiskel, Atra Lo Hivya Shlish, that if you began to cut the harvest right before it was maybe a shlish, then Afilo Hivya Shlish, even if subsequently it went above a third, it continues to be mutter to cut it, and it was also Patim from Lekach Shechom Peya as well. In other words, the Ptur. So you got two things here. You have a ptur from Lekach Shechom Peya that started only before shlish, and you also have a heter to cut it before the omer is cut, before it's heavy shlish. That continues on if it happens to continue to grow beyond the shlish, meaning you continue to have your heter to cut, and you also continue with the ptur, even though normally if you were just starting off, you would have an iser to cut, and you'd have a chiyuv to be Lekach Shechom Peya. So you go after the haskalah, so to speak. It reminds me of that, you know, that famous Aruch HaShulchan, that if you started davening in the right zman, even though you extended into the zman, it's still okay. But this is a very similar kind of idea. So the question was, Ken Reb Meir Amar? Does, I mean, it could be, I thought it was a question. Did Reb Meir say the same thing? Hiskalat shalahevi shlish. If you began to cut the shachas before it was hevi shlish, afilo hevi shlish, even if you continued after it was hevi shlish, would you continue to say the same thing? Patim l'nashach l'chashichu peya. In other words, if we're comparing Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, are we going to continue the comparison all the way in to that halacha of the haskala that continues into the aftermath of the third? So that's the Gemara answers. So, Bekitzer, just to summarize what we said already in this Gemara, all we're saying is some basic ideas, which is Reb Meir and the Mishnah said that if you kaitzel l'shachas, then it creates a hefsek. What we're saying now, the way Reb Chaim is learning the Gemara, is that is only going to be true if it's hevi shlish. If it was lo hevi shlish, then you don't have katsira. You don't have something, I should say differently. You don't have something which is chayiv and peya, because it hasn't reached the stage yet where you're chayiv and lechet shechom peya. Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir both hold, before the shlish, it's patur lechet shechom peya. In order to create a hefsek, it has to be hegiya to the stage where you're chayiv and peya. And so, and Reb Meir holds that since you cut it after it was hevi shlish, it has halacha like minbeth ne'atzma, and therefore it creates a hefsek. Masha'en kein the chachamim, they hold it's a haschola of the final katsira. It's not a minbeth ne'atzma, and therefore it's all one field. But that's it.
And the halacha is like the chachamim.
I didn't look. Good question. I didn't look at the halacha. I assume so. We'd have to work it out to see in Menachos how we pass it over there. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a Freilich HaPurim. Tomorrow night, same time, 9:15.
I'm going to go to 9 o'clock.